southbound traffic, I-15, your KSL travel time to get from downtown to the south interchange, 18 to 20 minutes. That's double the regular time. And then another 46 to 50 minutes from the south interchange to Lehigh. Your delays are solid, and they start right about 2500 south and continue to the point. Northbound I-15 speeds are improving, but still very heavy and slow as you're going from the bottom end of Draper all the way up to Midvale. Lynn Thomas?
In Utah County, we have a crash on US 6 near Ty Fork Rest. This is near the old Thistle town site up there, or near Tucker, and it's a few miles west of the Soldier Summit area. Otherwise, Utah County is cruising along in good shape northbound I-15. No delays till you get to the point of the mountain. And then we're getting some slowing out there on the, a little bit of slowing on Bangor Highway between the 3500 south and Kearns area and out in Snyderville. You've got slowing from I-80 on US 40 to Kearns Boulevard. And that is as you head toward Heber. Dave Meekum?
You'll hit the first slow traffic coming out of downtown northbound on I-15 as you approach North Interchange. Once you get through that delay, you're going to be fine through Bountiful and Centerville. As you get up into Farmington, though, you'll be right on the brakes again. As you come past Lagoon, all the way up past Kaysville, and almost into Layton, you're still going to have that stop-and-go traffic waiting. Lee's Heating and Air is now scheduling air conditioner tune-ups for just $59. Call 801-747-LEES. That's 801-747-LEES. I'm Dave Meekum in the KSL Traffic Center.